You're listening to the Becoming More Me podcast with me, Teresa Lear Levine. You're already enough. But if you're anything like me, you thrive when you're stretching and developing yourself, creating more of the person you feel called to be. This podcast is here to inspire and support you. Let's release the negative, reinforce the positive, and elevate our vibe together as we tap into our limitless potential to transform and grow.
Well, hello there. Happy Thursday. It's time for another episode of Becoming More Me. And this week, I have the live Aligned Success workshop happening. And I know that a lot of my listeners are attending with me this week. So this is going to be a little bit of an untraditional episode because what I want to provide today is a tapping round. Because for all those people who have joined me in the workshop, and we're only a few days into it, guys, you could potentially join and catch up if you wanted to by going to teresalearlevine.org and registering. But you've got, you know, this is day four today. So you'd have 3 days to catch up on, and it's doable, you know, it's totally doable, totally worth it. And you could jump on, you know, live today if you wanted to and join us. But knowing that so many of the people that listen are also taking part in the workshop, and knowing that sometimes when we're learning new things, the thing that causes us the greatest fear or anxiety is our ability to integrate what we're learning and make something of it, to remember it, and to allow it to become part of who we're becoming is what's coming up for people. So we're also really close right now to September 21st, which is the end of summer. And it's a great time to think about these seasons of change that are happening in our life. The fall equinox is September 22nd. So it's a shift. And we have seasons changing and moon cycles happening and all different goals that we're either just coming off of achieving or we're creating and beginning the process of achieving. And it's just all part of the process, guys. So finding a way to relax around that, finding a way to allow these seasons of change to propel who and what we're becoming is what I wanted to tap on today. So if you're used to listening to the podcast on, you know, Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen, you might want to check it out on YouTube this week so that you can tap along with me and see what we're doing. But if you're experienced with tapping, you know that we're just going to be starting on the karate chop point. We're going to be going through, you know, top of head and eyebrow and side of eye, under nose, under mouth, collarbone, and underarm. I'm demonstrating all of those points if you're watching on YouTube, but I will try to call out those points also in case you want to just continue listening where you are. This can be done in either place. And I just want to provide something that's going to help you to integrate and grow today. So without further ado, I am going to begin this round. And all I ask of you before we begin is that you try to assess how you're feeling. And I want you to think about everything that you've been learning if you've been doing the workshop with me. I want to think about everything that you want to be coming to fruition in your life right now, the goals that you want to achieve. And then I want you to think, how much stress or resistance do you have coming up personally around those things? And I want you to write down that number. So think of a scale of zero where there's no resistance, no stress. This is all just happening for you so easily and everything is good, to 10, where you're thinking, I have no idea how I'm going to do this. What a fool for setting a big goal. This is so stressful. It's going to be hard. I don't know how I'm going to do it. That would be a 10. Okay. Wherever your number is, there's no right or wrong. And if you're unsure, just write down a five, because then you'll know if you go up or if you go down. And that's really what we're measuring. It's very empowering to tap and to lean into these things. So I want to make sure that you know what's happening and you have an awareness around that, which is the whole reason for assessing things at the beginning. And then I'm going to have you start on the karate chop point, and you're just going to repeat after me. The beauty about some players for this is that you can slow down or you can speed up. And also, if you are listening on your phone, you may want to just pause after each line so that you have time to say it back. I'll try to leave a little bit of time, but I also don't want this to have a whole lot of audio lag for a podcast episode. So simply once I say the line and I pause, you can just press pause, then you can say the line, putting your own passion and emphasis into it. You want to say it out loud and you want to feel into what you are saying. EFT wants you to do that. It favors that specificity and the emotion that you're going to put into it. So that's what I would recommend doing. All right. Starting on the side of the hand. Even though everything I have been working on represents so much change and uncertainty, and I haven't made any of it happen yet, I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though there is much more abundance, clarity, and growth that I am searching for and working on manifesting, and sometimes I feel like I'm behind. Sometimes I feel like I'm too late. I honor where I am in the journey and accept myself anyway. Even though my decisions can change so much in my life from the way that it was, and I can be unconsciously resistant and even sabotage myself, I'm open to the growth of that change, and I accept myself anyway. In this season of change, a new chapter is born. That's eyebrow. Side of the eye. So many pages have yet to be seen or written. Under the eye, I have fear and uncertainty about the big changes in front of me. Under the nose, because when I achieve my goals, my life will never be the same. Under the mouth, how will that affect my life, my relationships, my loved ones? Collarbone, trying to bring the past together with the present while planning for the future. Under the arm, can be a confusing and distracting blur. Top of the head. Who am I right now? Eyebrow. Who am I becoming? Side of the eye. There is so much to this life. So much that I'm learning and trying to integrate. And I want to trust that I'm soaking it all up. Under the nose. It's just such a mystery sometimes. Under the mouth. And so much is beyond my control. And boy, do I love to control things. Collarbone. And it's hard sometimes to let go of the strings and quiet the fears. Under the arm. And see the beauty and peace in what is yet to come. Top of the head. But it doesn't need to be done in just one day. eyebrow. And I'm not alone. Side of the eye. I have all of the spirit, resources, focus, and energy to make it happen. Under the eye. And I have the support and collaboration of the universe to lean into. Under the nose. Even when I worry, get stuck, mess up, or get off track, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Collarbone. I'm grateful for all I've learned and all I continue to learn each day. Under the arm. And I'm open to believing in my gifts, my value, my purpose, and my ability to fulfill it all. Now we're going to go to the sides of the fingers. We're on the thumb right now. With love, gratitude, acceptance, and compassion. Side of the forefinger. For who I'm becoming. And all I've been through. Middle finger. I forgive myself. And perhaps even others that have been involved along this journey. Pinky finger. And I call my power back into my body. Back of the hand, between the pinky and the ring finger. I am whole, complete, and powerful. And I am ready for the next step. I need to take a nice deep inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. And then kind of come back into your awareness, your body, your present moment, and reassess yourself on that same scale of 0 to 10 and write down a number of where you are right now. And I hope that was really helpful for you. And I hope it was relaxing and transformative, calming, and also a nice boost for your confidence and your intuition that you are on the right path. You are exactly where you need to be. You're doing all the things and you're going to enjoy the journey along the way. This present moment is the only place that you have any power. So you might as well enjoy the power you have right now. You might as well enjoy the things you're working on. Enjoy looking forward to your goals being achieved and allowing your vision to help you manifest them and make them real. Thank you so much for tapping with me today. And I look forward to seeing you in day 4 of the workshop today and the days that follow. We will be in the workshop until next Tuesday. So even if you are late to the party, you can catch up and you can join us live from here on out. And I look forward to getting to know you and helping you align your success for 2022. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And thank you for tapping with me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you loved this episode, please share it with a friend or post on social media and tag me so I can personally connect and thank you. Until next time, keep taking bold and brave action steps towards becoming more of who you want to be in this world. You are capable, you are worthy, and you are enough. Keep shining your light.